Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. Oh. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I was little, I could say my shit on this side. So she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Season 5 of this.
Usher, step up to the mic because I don't understand why you have beef with the United Kingdom. Do you owe someone money in the UK?
HMRC, back date.
Come on. You've released tour dates for the whole of the whole of US. Everybody. Everybody in the grandmother
really?
Can go see Usher. But
so is he only doing the US?
Only US. And it's not the first time. Last time he came to Paris, he left us. What is the beef?
Something's up.
What's happened?
I respect it. The UK ain't even trying to be in the UK.
Don't say that.
No, we're not trying to RSVP to our own parties.
Candice came on smoke. Candice said, no.
Hey, the people who wibble here. You know what I'm trying to say?
Since you want to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Say, I rate it. Circumvent. Go round.
Ma'am. Usher, please. Babe.
But we need to work out what the tea is there. So he's about to do... Guys, we've been off the mic for so long. Look at us just...
We're just going
not lubricating
in. Yeah. So.
Season 5.
Season 5. We've been doing this...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For a year, baby.
That's mad.
A whole year.
That's crazy.
And we took a nice little break.
Nice is not the word that I would use, Sorrel. Even Charlie knew that. God, Charlie knows the truth. Even Charlie had to cackle in that.
Okay. We took a break.
Yeah.
We took a little hiatus. Yeah. Yeah. How was your Christmas?
Rickson, come.
He's whimpering, bless him.
No, I'm not going to make this hard for our editors to edit. The break was testing.
Okay.
The break was testing.
Mm-hmm.
Last quarter of last year was unequivocally one of the worst quarters I've had in a long time.
Mm.
In a really, really long time. And so I'm so happy to be...
in a new space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiritually more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, great for that. And actually, I'm so thankful that we were off mic during that time.
I think so.
Because life would have bled into the microphone.
And not in the right way, because sometimes you have to live the life to be able to speak about it.
And honestly, the reed hits different when you let things breathe.
Ooh. Let me sip my little coffee.
Yeah, it's true though. Mm. I think sometimes, you know, we want to act like we're the baddest drag queen on the ballroom scene and just read things or situations really. No, sometimes let a read defrost.
Yeah.
Let, do you know what I mean?
Let it simmer.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't play it up yet.
Oh.
Because once it's time to dish, y'all gonna eat.
And you know what's so funny? Once it's time to dish, you realize you're not even here to serve the food.
Mm.
You just hear about people getting food poisoning. And you're like, what? Oh, won't he do it?
Jesus, be a fan.
Won't he do it?
We took a left turn. I was just talking about a nice little stew. I was just talking about a nice little beef stew. Little casserole.
Baby.
She said food poisoning.
You hear people vomiting and shitting at the same time. And you're just like, wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh. If those are his plans, who am I to intervene? Shit. You want a little Tylenol, baby? A little Pepto-Bismol. Guys, I'm in my contest era. Use pantomime shoes,
no.
Darling. Pantomime. No.
Because the shoe, the whole outfit is giving. I'm in my
contest
era. I can't believe I just said that word.
I'm in my contest era.
Bleep it out for me, please, Charlie.
I love that. My content era.
No, it's giving.
Yeah. But it's so good to be back.
Yeah.
And we, guys, I don't know. No, I know what's got into 2024. Again, guys, you know I'm a cosmic baddie. So we are now in the age of Aquarius. Our planets and moons are in something called the age of Aquarius. The universe has not seen and felt the age of Aquarius since the French Revolution. Okay. The way the planets are currently aligned, they have not been aligned since the French Revolution.
What does that mean?
That means everything forget ton up. That's what Age of Aquarius means. That means we're going to see systems collapse. We're going to see truth tellers up on high. We are going to see people that have wrongly been exalted come crashing down in the Age of Aquarius. And I've got to say, from like a cultural reference point of view, Cat Williams kicking off the year with... He said, you having an unnatural affinity to losers is not like you.
The 8th.
Was that like the 4th of January or something? I said, Age of Aquarius.
I said, 2024, I'm strapped in. I'm strapped in, ready to rock and roll. Cat Williams. And so eloquently spoken.
The boy can read.
And so funny.
The boy can... Oh! And I watched that whole interview and I said, and you ain't lying, baby. You know when you know.
Not a lie.
I had to pull out my Werther's originals. Yeah. I had to go to the bottom of my handbag. I said, and you ain't lying, baby. Yeah. You know when you got some badass kids or in the future, you're going to have some badass grandkids. Listen. And you know the one that's going to come tell the truth. He was on the screen.
Listen.
And you ain't lying, baby.
Cat Williams. No one was safe. Everyone who needed to catch a stray bullet caught one. He said, you got to tell Diddy. And then he said, and that applies to at least 7 of them.
And then people went on all the shade things and lined up 7 people.
All 7 of them. And some of them were ugly. I'm sorry. I'm being shady. No, you know.
That, yeah. Age of Aquarius is ready to pop back.
See, I'm not a cosmic girly. Yeah. I don't know what that means. But with the talk of potential World War III, what you're saying seems to be aligning.
And you know what? I was watching one of my favorite podcasts the other day. I'm not going to name it because I'm always scared that podcast is going to get cancelled.
Oh my God, the next day, yeah.
But anyway, one of the hosts was like, you know, talking about how there's so much potential for World War III to happen. And the two guys he was speaking to were like, nah, that ain't gonna. And I'm like, how can we still be living in such a place of ignorance?
Yeah.
You've lived through COVID.
Yeah.
You've lived through the thing that you thought when World War III is practically imminent.
But people have lived through wars in our life. Like,
that's what I'm like.
So we've had wars.
And then they were like, oh, and even if World War III did happen, right, they're only gonna bomb London. They're not going to bomb the Midlands. I said, Jesus.
Oh, Midlands. You think
the co-host was on the floor in like, you fucking dumbness?
Literally.
Like, please. They're not going to pick and choose. Like,
what?
Everything for shell off.
Listen.
I said, me and Bode said, don't worry. Your Nigerian passport's ready. I said, thank you.
Baby.
It's Candice Bordering. I don't know what you're talking about. Baby. I've never met a Brathwaite in my life.
I will shred that British passport. I will shred it. You want to call me up for war to be on the front line? I will shred and then burn. No.
Not even press it back.
No.
She said I'm an illegal immigrant.
No.
Deport me.
You don't know me.
Deport me.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of, man like Rishi betting
with Piers Boris
Morgan.
Was it Piers?
Betting him a thousand. No, this is what Age of Aquarius is here
crazy.
To do.
Crazy. Crazy.
Because some of you Britons need to realise this is what you... I wouldn't say, no, you didn't vote for it, innit? This one, just, they just come. It's like getting a job from the job centre. This one didn't get voted in.
No, he didn't get voted
None
in.
None of them have been voted in.
Last two have. Him
Love
and her.
God, anyway.
Nobody asked for these people.
But these are the systems that many of us support, hence why they're in power.
Yeah.
And they're fully doing South Park skits in your face.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Trump being back.
I can't do this, Cyril.
Trump being back.
I can't do this.
And look, the crazy part is we are supposed to be, quote unquote, the West, the one where everybody's looking to us for like guidance. Don't look at, we don't, these people don't know what they're doing.
They don't know. With some braille and a blind stick, we couldn't guide a fucking thing. You lot's editing skills are going to have to come true because we're just...
I'm so sorry. We're going to have 10 minutes of usable content today. Shit. Not the... Listen.
Oh, shit. So clearly we've been off the mic for a while.
For a hot set. Yeah.
And it's not even the end of Feb. And culturally,
babe,
so many things have happened. We must discuss the Grammys.
Before we discuss the Grammys.
Let me just bite my little dark chocolate. I don't even like it. But, mm-hmm.
Let's just circle back to Onika. Because no, and oh, hold on. We're gonna tread lightly.
Do not dox me.
Don't you dare.
Do not dox
don't
me.
Don't you dare. Okay. We're gonna tread lightly.
Well, on what foot? The good.
No! No!
I'm dreaming!
No! No! Charlie! None of this is usable! What the fuck? No! 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 I was trying to bring it back in! How? Girl! Mm-mm.
No, leave that in! That's not right!
That would go with that!
Because she said it.
She did.
I'm not in support of it.
What was that? What? Do you know what it is?
When I say treading lightly, because I've seen her, I don't even want to say it, but I've seen her fan base move.
Crazy.
Exponentially mad. Crazy. Guys, do you know how deep it is that it was reported that Meg had to have security at her mum's grave site? Because my girl's fan base went to desecrate. They found
her
where her mother was buried. And they went to death.
And let me tell you this, okay? When it comes to rap battles, diss tracks, MC, this and that, that's one thing. I may not agree with the way she decided to do her rebuttal, but that's their artistry.
Okay, before we even go there, though, okay?
Okay.
And you know, sometimes I turn the mic on and I'm not sure what the lesson of the season's going to be. I think the lesson of this season is already shaping up to be hit dogs holler.
Mm.
No one called your name. No one called that woman's name.
Mm.
Megan said, hoes ain't mad at me. They mad at Megan's law.
And she got...
Now, given all that the industry and the world is collectively going through with Me Too, sex offenders, women, people, they, thems, finally getting their day in court to see that the people that sexually abuse them go down or them getting the payouts they deserve. Baby, that could apply...
To multiple...
That is going to wrap around this world thrice, okay?
Multiple people.
Please. Please.
But you decided to grab the shoe and wear it.
Cinderella, baby.
To slip that little glass slipper on.
And what broke my heart, and this is, I'm, of course I'm not in agreement with what she did, but I'll tell you what broke my heart, or what is just so hard to watch, and we referenced it last season, is watching someone truly go out corny.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's
painful.
It's hard to watch you desecrate your own CV.
Your own legacy.
That is so, up on live doing what?
Why?
If you don't unplug that BT broadband right now.
Not the BT broadband.
If I don't call Virgin Media and say you're not paying your fucking bills.
Not BT.
What? You deserve dial-up. Like, so you've got time to think about what you're about to say.
You have time to sit there and mull it over.
Dial-up.
Crazy. Candice.
And guess what, though? What? You know what I like. Because I'm in my contest era.
The silence.
Say it again, baby. Because you know that's my... You know. Ooh, you know that's my freaky thing.
The silence was sweet. It was sweet.
Ain't no sex toy like silence.
It was so... And I was like, Megan!
Marinate me!
Megan! This is how it's done. She went to the Beyonce School of Training.
Oh!
Beyonce School of Training.
Hang on, what's that noise?
It's an Aston Martin. Let's leave that in here. That's my neighbour's Aston Martin.
Not me saying construction.
Shut up. I thought it was construction.
I have never been poorer than I have in this moment right now.
That's how that sounds. Ow. So Ro was about to lean on the window and be like, I think you got something stuck in your exhaust.
I was like, sir, I think there's something wrong with your car. You might want to get that fixed. Not that being his car.
Yeah, that's it anyway.
That's the Aston. Okay, wow.
Listen, multi-generational household, isn't it? Some of them can have it like that. Well, anyway.
Anyhoot.
Megan.
Silence.
Megan.
Silence.
And just like that, straight to the top of the leaderboard.
And deserved.
Straight to the top of the leaderboard.
Loved it. Loved it.
The song even went to number one. Yep. Oh my... Yep. Oh my God.
And she just said what she had to say, said it, came off. Didn't say no more. No. To me, that is how you handle it. Ugh. That is... Because now, the person... what could have been something like, oh, a great, you know, female rap diss track battle, whatever, is now just like, oh, Megan put out a really fire song and then she went on live.
And then she sent one of the greats mad.
Crazy.
Like, God forbid, but that's my legacy.
Also, like, do not let someone have that power over you. Jesus, baby, if we're going to learn anything from this, please just
say it.
Do not let someone
call you out your character in 2024. God. I know it's tempting.
It's so tempting.
Trust me, last quarter, try me. I know it's tempting.
Don't.
But
do
also,
it.
Get yourself, and much like what happened to Meg, and we've said this, I think I've said this season after season, get yourself in a space where people will do the talking for you.
Yeah.
All you got to do is Beyonce move your dress out the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
People will do the reading for you.
Twitter was on
fire. I ain't
got to
stress myself.
No.
And how can it be? And this is, you know, we always have a lesson or a question. How can it be in the face of such wrongness that people will break laws as a fan base to try and silence people? We are in really worrying times.
The fan bases, and I'm going to talk about in general, have been getting progressively scarier.
Have you watched Swarm? I keep telling you to watch it.
I know. I hear it's... But I think that is the level we will get. I know the premise, but I think that's the... it's so scary. The Swifties? Because I had to take a sip.
That's it.
Because what? Speaking of the Swifties.
What did he say? What did he say?
Who?
What did he say? Some of y'all are in the wrong category. Jay-Z said, some of y'all are in the wrong category. Some of you will be robbed.
Some of you will get robbed. Yeah.
Some of you shouldn't be nominated at
that's
all.
That was the bar. That was the bar.
Sorry. When I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Yeah.
Reach your blues hand. Insert hand grab.
He ate.
Do you know what, right? It was the first thing. I'd done my little meditation, mental gratitude. It was the first thing I saw in the morning. And when I say my chest was so large, because that just wasn't for or about Beyonce.
No.
That was for black women around the world.
who keep empires up, who do the stabilizing, yes, who we know should be getting all the money, all the praise. And that was not. And let me let's even go even further. As a married woman myself, this I know to be true. For him to do that, that's what keeps her up at night. For him to do that, that is their pillow talk.
Oh.
For him to do that, that is the one thing she craves.
Yes.
There was actually such humanity in that moment.
Yes.
I was like, I'm even getting chills now. Yes. I was like, nah, real to real, this is a husband who has watched his wife cry.
He knows.
When really, who else bought out an album last year that made the sales of a certain clothing go up? They couldn't keep silver clothes in stock.
Let's talk about the fact that she shifted the economy. As in, like, the Financial Times wrote saying, hey, this is what her tour has done. The impact on fashion, the impact on trends. And you're trying to tell me that her body of work did not qualify for album of... What?
More to the point, because you know I'm a database bitch. You want to tell me that a black woman's body of work has not qualified for 25 years?
That part.
Let's even take Beyonce out the chat. Let's make this a bit more general.
That part. Crazy.
If you want to tell me this is the consequence of a dark-skinned woman winning all those awards 25 years ago, Jesus Lord. Christ. Colorism is expensive.
Lord, we are paying
colorism
the price.
Colorism is expensive.
Nah. And do you know what it is? It's so frustrating and it's so tired that we have this conversation.
Because I tell you the one thing I didn't like about his speech. When he said, and you keep coming back. I said, no, baby, you don't. And that's when you should have locked off the mic. You don't keep returning. And I've noticed it with many of the amazing black men I have conversations with, who up until that point, they say all the right things. But what they all have in common is they end on, but you know, you just keep going. What did your last meal die of?
Well, the thing is, at what expense? At what expense do I have to keep... Not only is it humiliating and embarrassing at this point because you aren't appreciating what I'm doing, but also I don't have any more to give you. You've taken everything. I have nothing else to give you. And if I'm not going to be given the credit for my work, I'll just do my work in peace and stay in my house. Because at the end of the day, the camera was panning to Beyonce 97% of the time.
The memes are all about Beyonce.
Beyonce was grabbing up. Yes.
Beyonce.
Did you see that?
Was like...
Beyonce like slid right. Beyonce is the celebrity celebrity.
It became a meet the Beyonce show.
Yes. Everyone's talking about, I met Beyonce. I got to hug Beyonce. I Spice. I met Beyonce. I can never fail in life. Everybody's talking about Beyonce. And
when
yet
Adele
they don't...
When Adele picked up her award a couple of years ago, she said, I don't deserve this. Not in front of mother.
Like... The thing is,
you're playing in all of our faces.
If the body of work is bad,
we'll say that.
I promise you, we are not the type of community, specifically black.
Unfortunately, we're the type of community that would allow that first.
Exactly.
We need to get it together in that regard. But yeah, it's the truth.
We're not the type of community who are just going to pan. If it was bad, she would know. It was not. It was anything but bad. And here we are having the same conversation. Here we are.
It's so boring.
It's tiring. It's
so
boring. But I know.
And again, let's also leave space for the fact that this has happened to a very light-skinned woman.
Babe.
Light-skinned. In an ice white wig.
Light skin. Comes from Texas. Grew up country. Vibes. Beautiful. I mean, societally, she is everything. She ticks every box. And they are still like, no.
And yet.
You don't tick one particular box.
And we're going to make sure of that.
So we're going to give it to the person who is just existing. Soz. Sorry. Sorry. Somebody on Twitter did and this is no shade to her because, listen, everybody has talent in their own right, okay? But somebody did a thingy on Twitter where they compiled all her songs. The last song I recognized was Blank Space.
I don't know that song.
I can be a blank space, baby.
I only know Shake It Off. And that's because it's in that horrendous children's movie that my kids always watch, Sing 2 or something.
Oh. Why did you call it horrendous?
Because they're singing pigs. It's just like,
Not Sing 2 Catching Strays. Damn. I really like it. Okay.
But that's the only reason. And she has a loyal fan base. But does she even make country music anymore? Is she pop?
I don't know.
Is she pop now? I don't know.
I don't know. And to be honest, that's none of my business.
Yeah.
That's actually none of my business. Yeah. You do you. You sell out your arenas. You go be great. Go be great. Stop suing people for telling people that you actually have the worst carbon footprint on the face of the planet of the earth. Yeah, the worst. 2 years running.
Facts.
She charters a private jet everywhere. And listen, I'm not saying don't do a private jet. Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah. And then there's this little student, bless him. I don't know if she's officially suing him or she's sent him a cease and desist.
Wow.
And basically he was like, it's public information, I'm not doing anything. She was like, yeah, but I'm at risk, my safety. And he definitely doesn't put her at risk. But
in your private jet, your safety is at risk.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, so we're going to start sea systems
just age of who?
Aquarius. I'm loving it. Shots fired.
Aquarius.
Anyway.
Was that the episode? That none of this is usable. if this episode sounds janky, I want you to know we've been off the mic so much, our mouths ran. Dan ran.
I don't even think things should be cut out. I want the dudes.
Just the a whole 5 minute of dudes.
Hey guys, this week's episode of Closet Confessions is sponsored by Crisp and Dry One Cal Spray Oil, the 100% rapeseed oil that comes in a one calorie spray.
To celebrate Pancake Day, Crisp and Dry set us a challenge of putting together the perfect pancake.
Yep, we were both challenged to make a stack of pancakes, with a pancake flip being a necessity along the way.
We did have a secret weapon, Crisp and Dry One Cal Spray Oil, which makes cooking pancakes a total breeze, giving your pan a super even coating so the pancake won't stick.
But before we get into it, Sorrel, are you passionate about pancakes?
I mean, as passionate as one can be about a pancake, sure. No, do you know what? Pancakes have a very nostalgic place in my heart.
Yeah.
Like, pancake day in our house.
Big deal.
Like,
you were running and that smell.
And let me tell you what.
And there was no other dinner that night.
No.
Because everyone's backing 10 pancakes each.
Just pancakes. All right, guys, here it is. Enjoy the chaos.
Okay, should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we can all see what's happening, but this batter is questionable.
Look at my wrist action.
It's...
What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with that.
It's on the lumpy side.
Girl, the heat will flatten that out.
Yeah, just science.
So now we're going to go in with the Crisp and Dry One Cal Spray Oil.
Nice sizzle.
I know, nice isn't sizzle. It? Oi. Look at the aeration. I don't think I'm going to get a flip out of this, though. I think we're going to have to do a dig.
You got to try for a flip.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's good product right there. It was like slip and slide. There was no stickage.
Lubricated.
Come through. This is good.
I'm not flipping it, you know.
No.
Okay. I'm not. Okay. I'm not. Okay. I'm not.
Now, not to be, you know,
I think I need to turn
super
it down.
Competitive, but seeing as there wasn't a flip, judges.
Okay.
Judges
okay.
In
you
the
can
room.
Take the flip out.
I just want to say there wasn't a flip.
I am older than you though, and I feel like sometimes a bit of osteoporosis or something.
Don't you dare blame it on the osteo. Don't you do that to osteo, okay?
Okay, we're plating up.
That is a good pancake.
Come on. Oh, can't Louie, are we gonna eat it?
Should we do like Lady and the Tramp? A little bit of romance.
I'm screaming. Okay.
Hold on, let's take a ladylike piece.
Oh, she needs more stuff, but she is good. So? You know it.
Out of 10, I'm going to give this, I'm going to give it a strong 8.
Do you know what? I'll take it. You're up.
My turn? All right, let me show you how it's really done.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Now, we're just going to go in and we're going to do that.
That's thick, girl.
Ain't nobody ask you, okay?
We're just going to shim it around the skillet, and then you just, you leave it.
Okay.
Sometimes people do too much. You're touching, you're moving around. You don't have to do that. Just leave it.
Especially with this spray
exactly.
oil.
Exactly. Mm. Let the oil do its job. I am going to try and flip.
Do you know what? I support this.
Right.
Yeah.
Three.
You got this.
Two. I was there and then I panicked. That's how it's, just don't mind that.
Let me turn the heat down a bit.
It's artistic. So we're just gonna dress it. Sometimes you need a bit of makeup. You just need to zhuzh it up a little bit. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna slice a bloob. We're gonna go in with a straub. Then we're gonna do a syrup. End it all off. We're just gonna go in with a dash. Now, I will say, don't know what these ingredients together will do. Soon find out. Do you want some sugar? No? Let us know what that tasting experience feels like. Just let it marinate in the mouth. And I see why you're making that face. I think it might be the lemon, but that is exactly what the lemon is supposed to do. It's supposed to come in with a little sharp left tone. So, as we can see, Candice is speechless by my master's. And I think the verdict is in.
Okay, to be fair to you, the pancake itself was actually fine.
Thank you.
Pancake itself, easy six.
I beg thine pardon.
Come here.
You won. You won that one. I won't be making pancakes anytime soon.
So guys, remember Crisp and Dry 100% rapeseed oil, now in a handy one calorie spray, is your go-to for the upcoming pancake day shenanigans. It's the secret ingredient you didn't know you needed. Give it just a few sprays and you'll be on your way to the perfect pancake.
It's the effortlessly versatile spray oil, ideal for roasting veggies, frying the perfect egg, whipping up something tasty in the air fryer, and of course, crafting the perfect pancake.
And not just that, Crisp and Dry spray bottles are fully recyclable and made from 50% recycled plastic.
So, for the perfect pancake day companion, look no further than Crisp and Dry, the 100% rapeseed oil with only one calorie per spray. Buy now in stores at Tesco and Asda.
Okay, time for a cousin confession. That feels so weird to say.
Also, sidebar, hi cousins.
No, honestly.
But you know what it is? Like, we've missed each other, so we're just like, but we've also missed you guys.
Hi, guys.
Hope you're doing well.
Also, and we should have said this at the top of the episode.
Yeah.
There's so many people that don't know we're going on tour. That's a problem, because I keep running into people in real life that are like, when are you going to have a live?
Yeah.
Babe, we're on the tour. Tickets are on sale now.
We're in London, we're in Manchester, we're in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Come and see us.
www.closetconfessionspod.com,
yeah.
All one word. That's where you can go and get your tickets. Like, did we not say it? I felt like we said it so much.
We said it at the end and we've... Anyways, now you know.
www.closetconfessionspod.com, all one word.
Yeah.
That's where you can secure your tickets. Hi, Candice and Cyril. You both give me life and I thank God for bringing me to you both. Your voices and your laughs carry me through all my days. Now to the confession. I am a gay brown man and had a slightly tough experience coming out to my parents. Understood. It was nothing horrific, but it wasn't good. I told my big sister, as we are very close, we're 2 years apart and speak to each other every single day. Or at least did I think we were close. Mm. When I came out to my parents, I asked for her help to talk to them. She didn't. I let it go because I can understand that could be a difficult thing to do. Snap to 3.5 years later, I'm dating my incredible boyfriend and he is coming to my brother's big fat Indian wedding this year. But he's yet to meet my parents. I want to recap on this. I organised a meeting with my parents and my boyfriends, with siblings being there for support. My older brother and his wife-to-be said yes immediately. My sister said no, she was busy. I once again let it go because I wanted her there for support, and I only gave her a 2-week notice. 3 months later, I set up another date and gave her 1 month's notice and of when I was doing it, and I would like for her to be there as it was very important. She said no, but didn't give any solution. She apparently is going to some hen do, in capitals, of her flatmate's work colleague, might I fucking add, which is a white woman's brunch and nothing else. Close brackets. I like you. It hurts me because I thought we were truly the closest of siblings. And now I think she's thrown our relationship away. Am I overreacting? Side note, my friends and cousins all think she's questioning her own sexuality.
Okay.
Woo! Wasn't expecting that.
Layered.
Bit.
That spun things
makes,
a little
that
bit.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
There's a bit of information that I missed about the is it the wedding? Is it the first time they're going to meet or he's trying to do a pre-meet before
them?
He's
trying to do a pre-meet.
Okay.
And he gave her two opportunities to be present.
I'm not going to lie to you. You can love your siblings, but sometimes you don't like them. You can love them dearly, but sometimes you don't like them. And I just feel like whatever she's... Before we got that aside, I was already like, nah, bun her. Like,
yeah.
She's made her feelings very known.
Yeah.
Why she feels like that, I don't know. Mm. But she's made her feelings very known. But now we've got the little aside.
Which there must be evidence of. Do you get what I'm saying? They're not just going to pull that out of thin air. I think there's a reason why people will think those things.
Then in that case, it's a case of she is going through something. You would think she wants to, what's the word? Connect with her brother because maybe they're going through the same thing or he can understand. But maybe there's a self-hatred within.
I was going to say nothing. I've never found anything to make people more jealous than to watch others live their truth.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day that said something akin to, you guys hate people not being ashamed of the things you were taught to be ashamed
about. Yeah.
It's very offensive to some
people.
Very.
And it's very true.
And the thing is, no, I'm not gay, but I know that to be true of a lot of Black women about me. You know, when interrogated about why they don't like me, it's like, oh, well, you know, she's so outspoken. Yeah, because we've been told to shut up and I don't.
Yeah.
And the fact that not only do I live an outspoken life, I'm successful whilst doing it. That's grating because you've been taught to not say anything.
But you're seeing the rewards of the absolute hell I went through.
Of hell.
You're seeing the rewards.
Of hell.
Of the dragation, not just publicly, but privately. There are people in my life who I have had to snip, snap, cut off because they did not want me to
Everyone
live in my truth.
Everyone gets a vasectomy. What? You get a vasectomy.
I was just about to repeat. I like, everybody does. What?
You get everybody gets the snip. Like,
but like, yeah, I think there is that embedded in your sister, unfortunately.
Yeah. And guess what? Given what you're going through right now, that's not a you problem. I'm sorry. But you have to pick what is a you problem. That's not a you problem.
And also, let me tell you this now. My life is not stopping. So that meeting must go ahead. The 3-month thing was very polite of you. Don't do that
and
again.
And also, she's just going to end up looking difficult and awkward.
Yes. And she will feel away. Mm-hmm. Your brother is there. His wife is there. Like
everyone's going to fall in love with your boyfriend. Like
they all have relationships with them and she'll be the only one. And that's fine. And that doesn't mean you treat her any differently if you don't want animosity, whatever. But you also are not hinging on this one person. But also,
the Hindu she's going to, she doesn't even know the person. It's like the friend of a friend.
Do you know how rude that is?
That is like...
Do you know how disrespectful that is? That's like, I'm so sorry I can't come. My gardener's cousin is having...
Has died.
Yeah. Gonna just pass through and give my condolences. Like, what the hell? What, like a far-fetched little relationship?
Oh my God,
like, come on, be for real. Like, okay, I guess it's important or not.
Like, I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And it is sad, but it also makes room for all the love you're about to invite in your life.
Yeah.
And not everyone can be privy to that.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
And also, I mean, this for me rings true with friendship, but you know that saying where it's like, are you your friend's friend? As in like, you are really good friends with your friend, but do they view you? Do they have this?
Don't do that. One of my mates said that we were on FaceTime last night talking about a situation and she was like, let me make it clear. You are a great friend to them and they have been shit to you.
Yeah.
I was like,
and I want you to know when you swallowed that pill of knowing,
woo!
But also, do you know that I had to swallow the pill of knowing that I was the shit friend?
I'm just thinking.
That I was the friend. Like, the relationship that I thought we had in my head
yeah.
wasn't as
wasn't
strong as
yeah.
what... And then I realized, oh, cool. Yeah. I'm not where you are.
Yeah.
But I also
you're not
can't
giving what
be.
They're giving.
And I can't give that to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've digressed. But
still, even in sibling relationships, that happens.
That absolutely happens.
And I think sometimes it's easier to be jealous of your sibling because you've watched them grow in confidence in that way. She's watched you come out. She's watched you break down those barriers.
Yeah.
Like, well, because if the brown community is anything like the black community, you know, doing all of these things, of course, as the brown son, but also as the brown daughter, you're going to be shaken. And then, you know I mean this politely, but to have two gay kids from the same family.
Yeah.
It's spinning her because she knows how your family's about to be viewed should she live in her truth.
Oof.
There's going to be some brown auntie around the way talking about how you lot's bloodline is cursed and da-da-da-da-da.
And also, let's just talk about it. Misogyny is rife in all
that
communities.
Part.
So she will probably get it 10
She's
going to
get so
harder.
Much worse than you.
Ten.
So
she's carrying all of that on her shoulders whilst listening to you talk about the joy you're experiencing right now.
Living the life she actually wants to live.
So there's a bit of grace, but there's grace,
and the thing
but
is,
also...
Even if she's not gay, because I know our communities to be so similar, it's even the idea that she should marry a certain type of guy when she doesn't want to uphold this family perception
and
this family structure. There's even more pressure on her now because one has been taken out the chat.
So you have to hurry up.
Yeah.
And as the girl, you are the next matriarch of that family.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
And you're the only girl. Like, there is a lot of pressure there. But as much
as
we give her grace...
But also, she didn't bring that to you, so...
Yeah, but as much as we give her grace...
You give her space.
How about that? How about that? Let's do a little swap.
We'll give you the grace, you take the space.
Exactly. You know, because I've still got to live my life.
And you've given her ample opportunities to step into your life in a way that is comfortable for you all.
Yeah.
If she can't do that, bada bing, bada boom.
It will happen when it happens.
Christmas will be cheaper. Do you celebrate Christmas?
I do.
No, him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, you know I do. I love Christmas. We've spoken about our shared love of Christmas. How dare you? But him, yes. Do you?
cheaper holidays.
Yes,
you get
cheaper
the point.
Holidays.
Anyway, stayed in the closet.
Stays in the closet. Charlie, none of that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.